Shalom Vracha, welcome everyone. We continue with Pel Yoyds. Shiur number 14, they're discussing Avas Atzmai. Avas Atzmai means we're discussing to love yourself. Not to be selfish, but to love yourself. And the importance of taking care of yourself. And the person who does not protect himself from that which is dangerous. If you take out the hay from oyev, you have the word oyev. So this person who does not take care of himself and put himself in dangerous situations, I know there's a yud there also, this person is expressing how he hates himself. He hates himself. He's putting himself in dangerous situations. He's an enemy to himself. Sounds absurd. Who is your greatest enemy? So sometimes a person has to look in the mirror and he sees that's his greatest enemy.
If a person hits someone else, it's forbidden, he transgresses an iser.
If he's hitting himself, that's forbidden as well. He says here, and he's a cruel person. Even if there's a subtle question of a doubt, maybe it's pikuach nefesh. Maybe it's a life and death situation. Maybe it's dangerous. He has to protect himself and be careful. Like we discussed last time, that a person puts himself in a dangerous situation because of his love for money. So, you know what he's publicizing? You know what he's saying? I love money more than I love myself. Now, what happens if the person has a nace that's done for him, even though he put himself in a dangerous situation? So you say, oh, wow, mamish, what a tzaddik, right? Absolutely not. And if a nace is done for him on his behalf, when he put himself in a dangerous situation, Hashem subtracts from this person's merits. So a person did mitzvahs, and that's why he has these merits. And now a nace happened for him on his behalf when he put himself in a dangerous situation when he should not have. So now, and he survived. His mitzvahs are taken away. Because that's why he survived. So what did he just do? He just sold his oilam haba. A certain amount of his oilam haba, he just sold it. Matan scharn shel mitzvahs, the reward for the mitzvahs, al momen do koldu, because of money, X amount of money, whatever it might have been. Shukolav ave the gam onish onish, with money will be here today and gone tomorrow. But he gave it up for oilam haba. The gam onish onish, will also be punished. And it's appropriate for this person to be punished because he transgressed on what Hashem said. He shamer lecha or shmor nashecha ma'oid and nishmartem ma'oid l'nashoseichem. We have psukim over here, both in Dvarim, one in Dvarim Dalet Tes and one in Dvarim Dalet Tes Vav. He shamer lecha, guard yourself or shmor nashecha ma'oid and protect yourself ma'oid very well. Again, nishmartem ma'oid l'nashoseichem, and you should protect yourself very well. A person who puts himself in a dangerous situation, he is transgressing these psukim, these loisasei. I think it's appropriate for me to share with you a thought. And the thought is as follows. We walk out in the street, and it's dark outside at night. You wake up early in the morning before sunrise. It's dark as well. Those who listen to the shiurim on the recording, those here in person, we're drivers. It's difficult to see people when it's dark. It's difficult. Put on a reflector. Put on a reflector. Rachman Litzlan, we should never hear of any more stories. There are too many stories on this topic already. I'm going to tell you a story.
I'm going to tell you a story, which was the Makiv Patish, the final hammer blow, if you can use that term, which told me I'm going to bli neder wear reflectors. I actually got 6 new ones recently. They're also elastic. I like them a lot. And the story is, my oldest son just turned 21, Baruch Hashem. When he was maybe 10 years ago, we were crossing Bryn Mawr and Montgomery over there. It's a very dark area, that spot. And I always like to walk within hand's reach of my children. And you'll see why. We're crossing over there. A car was turning in. Didn't do anything wrong. He didn't see my son. Wearing a dark coat. It's dark. You can't see anything. I quickly grabbed him and pulled him away. And the driver did not do anything wrong. So people tell me, well, I'm walking on sidewalks. Unless you don't have to cross the sidewalk to get to the next street, you're not walking on sidewalks. You're not walking on sidewalks because you have to cross over to the next street. So that means you're going in the street also. A person who puts on a reflector, a safety belt, whatever you want to call it, you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. Take very good care of yourself.